This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Without a doubt, the most prolific of all of the websites that I go to look for show prep, to try to find something new to talk about, to see a different angle, well, that just happens to be TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And joining me now, as I try to get him to do every week, to discuss those latest things that may have happened in the gun culture world, we are joined by the editor-in-chief, and he is one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Happy December.
Yeah, I guess so, isn't it? Yeah, it's December the 6th, so that's just the way it goes then, isn't it? Let's get going right away. Something because, I saw this, and, I just can't quite believe this. The headline, this is a quote from somebody that's named after, it sounds like a potato chip, Durango. We can't have doctors, engineers, nursing home employees, or teachers carrying guns.
Oh, yeah, We've had, of course, a school shooting in the last week. And what that means is that you get all of the usual suspects coming out of all of the usual places crying. Number one, the number of guns we have in this country. Number two, the fact that there are people who believe that guns in the hands of civilians is a good thing. They don't like the fact that the founders ensured that through the Second Amendment. And they want to make sure that whatever we do, we don't expand the universe of people who can legally carry firearms. And this person was among that group. We're getting all kinds of the usual crazies coming out of the woodwork, and they are they're saying all these crazy things. The funny thing about this person, he wrote an article saying that armed teachers won't make schools safer, and this person is a teacher, is that little quote that we use for the title. It said, you know, who else should carry guns? Doctors, engineers, nursing home employees? What he fails to recognize, of course, is we already have doctors, engineers, nursing home employees, and many, many other types of people he apparently respects carrying firearms on a daily basis.
I've always thought that their primary argument, though, is it's always been that they can't or teachers cannot be expected to act like cops. Somehow or other, this escapes their possibility of being able to execute.
That's true, and I don't think anybody wants teachers to act like cops. What they want is, if, God forbid, the worst happens, they want teachers to at least have some ability to defend themselves and their students, if it comes to that. And nobody has ever, to my knowledge, nobody has ever talked about mandating that any teacher carry a firearm. They're just talking about, number one, having a school or a district decide, yes, we can choose to allow our teachers to carry, and then only those teachers who choose to do that. And then every case that I'm aware of, that involves a significant amount of training that they go through in order to do that and do that safely. So nobody's just throwing Glocks at teachers. Hanging up shotguns in the corners of schoolrooms. Although if you did it in a proper locked case, I think that might be a good thing. In any case, these things always get exaggerated, and people always get outraged and crazed and exaggerate what this means. And again, you get people like this Rick Deringo, who apparently are blissfully unaware that of the doctors, engineers, and nursing home employees that he knows, certainly some of them own and probably carry firearms from time to time. In a country with 100 million gun owners, that's got to be the case. I can't recall what state he lives in, but he may even live in a constitutional carry state. There are, 22, 23 of them now? Which means that none of the adults he knows needs a license to do that. So I'm sure a lot of them do.
Well, then, and he asks a question, too. Is the effective solution to violence just more potential for violence? Who do you think you're calling when you call the cops? You're calling somebody who might potentially be bringing violence, because sometimes you have to fight violence with equal violence. It's sad. I know it's sad. Everybody can sit around and go, oh, how sad. And at the same time, it's an unfortunate fact, and it's definitely a fact one way or the other.
It is, and as somebody once said, the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And often that's true. You might wish that you could do that with social workers or violence interrupters or magic crystals or other methods, but in a situation like a school shooting, it takes somebody with a gun to stop someone else with a gun. Now, in the case of the Michigan school shooting, they didn't have to shoot the kid. Apparently, when the police showed up and challenged him, I'm sure they're pointing guns at him, he surrendered. He put the gun down. So, fortunately, they didn't have to shoot the kid. But it still took the threat of violence to stop a kid who was murdering people.
Yep. That's for certain. And I mean, anyway. I just found that really interesting. Once again, we got a bunch of people saying that supposedly our best and brightest can't carry a gun. That was interesting to me. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. There is nobody out there doing as much as often as The Truth About Guns. 10 to 15 new articles every day. It is truly a sight to behold. And if you're looking for the latest news, and I don't care what it is, I don't care what facet it's in, thetruthaboutguns.com will fit the bill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. You've got another interesting quote here. I love the quotes because the quotes are always fun. This one is from somebody named McKivitt. The real threat to America isn't ghost guns. It's America's gun capitalism.
he's not satisfied with just going after things like ghost guns or assault weapons, quote-unquote assault weapons. He's frustrated by the fact that every time a law is passed or the ATF tries to regulate something like that, the American gun industry, being the enterprising group that they are, work around it and find ways around it. He knows it's a funny thing because he knows that, you know, oh my gosh, we have such rampant gun capitalism in this country that since World War II, we've gone from a situation where we had one gun for every three people, and he doesn't cite where I got that number, but to a place where today we've got more guns than we do Americans. What he fails to note is that guns are not disposable items. They don't depreciate much. You could have guns that are 100 years old. Yeah, exactly. They don't expire. They they can be 100 years old and work as well as the day they were made. So unless a gun is confiscated, lost in a tragic boating accident, run over by a truck or something like that, most guns that have ever been made still work, and they're probably still out there owned by somebody. But the fact is, of course, as gun rights have expanded in the last 30 or 40 years, which has been a huge win for Americans' gun rights, but as those rights have expanded, the acceptance and the ownership of firearms has increased certainly in terms of absolute numbers. Polling still indicates, apparently, that only about 30% of adults own firearms. I've always been skeptical of that because there are a lot of people who, if they get a call from a polling firm, they ask it, do you own firearms? A lot of people are not going to admit that over the phone to anyone. But let's just say that's true. We still have, in this country, about 100 million firearm owners. That's about a third of the population. And
do you think it's that low?
I'm sorry?
Do you think it's that low?
No, I think the real number is probably a good 45 to 50%. And again, remember, that's of all Americans.
Right.
So that there's a lot of people.
That would be the majority of adults.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of children and people in that. I don't know how many children, people under 21 or 18 we have in America, but obviously those people can't legally buy them, legally own them. They're not going to be polled and say, yes, I own guns. The actual percentage of human beings in this country who own firearms is much higher than the number that Gallup and everybody turns up when they do these kinds of polls.
Now, I guess my thing is that when they get out there and they start saying gun capitalism, how many different kind of things do they think they can subset? Because none of these. I read somewhere that Smith & Wesson just had a $1 billion year. First gun company to ever do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns them?
Smith & Wesson is publicly traded.
Yeah. So they're not owned by them. You know. So there's somebody out there. And it's somebody's fiduciary duty to ensure that they make money because they're probably in a bunch of retirement programs, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I'm sure that they are.
Yeah. So the whole idea that somehow gun commerce, and I'm playing their game there, that the commerce that comes from the weapons manufacturing is somehow a different kind of commerce and therefore evil when we let companies like Bayer and Pfizer, you know, work in our, in, you know, Bayer. Bayer's the ones that made what, I don't remember what the gas was called, but it was the gas that was made that they used in the internment camps during World War II.
Yeah.
In the Holocaust camps, you know?
Yes,
and
exactly.
Everybody loves their aspirin. Baby aspirin's the best. And yet they still operate here in the United States. And, you know, the idea that somehow the gun business is evil is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly. It's Andrew McKevitt, who I believe is a history professor somewhere, just doesn't like the fact that we have a gun industry in this country. And that's what he calls gun capitalism. And like so many of his confederates in higher education these days, he's no fan of capitalism, period. And the fact that we have companies like Smith & Wesson, like Ruger, like SIG, like Vista, and other companies in the business of making guns and ammunition, legal products, selling them through legal channels to legal, law-abiding Americans, he can't stand that fact. That drives him insane. And he sees the fact that he believes that we do not have enough regulation and limits on that kind of commerce in this country. And he's looking back at what has happened to gun ownership since World War II, and he sees it exploding. He thinks, again, it has gone up, for sure. It's certainly in absolute numbers. Whether it's gone up in terms of percentage of the population, I don't have those numbers, and I haven't seen them. It probably has, but I don't know that for sure.
I just find that kind of stuff interesting because, I mean, I can't really get into it right now just because of the time consideration, but every business it creates its own little ecosystem that benefits the community wherever they are. And for those of you that want to see that comment, it's straight from the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. Dan is the editor-in-chief there. He sees a bunch of stuff coming his way every day. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed into law, Democrats are focusing on passing President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, which they believe would build a bigger middle class and provide Americans with better benefits such as health care and lower drug prices. The president says through the bill, more Americans will get health insurance to pay for drugs such as insulin.
For people who don't have health insurance, we're helping you get insurance. That way, people with diabetes can get protected with that $35 copay cap.
Republicans worry that if President Biden's agenda gets signed into law, inflation will increase based on all of the government spending Democrats have been doing. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Dole died Sunday at the age of 98. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is reinstating the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy Monday. The program makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for their U.S. immigration court hearing. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich tells Fox News why the situation at the U.S. border is so important.
Border security is national security, and that's why I keep telling folks that President Biden, whoever's speaking in his earpiece, and his enablers in the U.S. Senate, essentially are putting this country in danger. People are going to die as a result of the cartel seizing control of this border.
A judge ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the policy, Brnovich suing the Biden administration over immigration policies at the southern border. A missionary group saying another three of the 17 U.S. and Canadian missionaries that were kidnapped in Haiti have been released. So far, five missionaries have been released after they were kidnapped last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, let's talk about this San Francisco restaurant that I guess they decided that maybe having cops around and doing things, maybe kicking cops out was not a smoking hot idea, right? Is that the conclusion they came up with?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we've seen this kind of thing happen occasionally in the past, and given the state of things in San Francisco these days, you wouldn't think that a retail restaurant, and this is a retail operation, and this restaurant is new. This restaurant apparently opened on about November 1st, and I think they're actually near a precinct, a police precinct's house. Three uniformed officers came in, sat down, and were asked to leave because they had firearms. And it made the people there uncomfortable, which God knows we can't have these days. No one can feel uncomfortable. How being in proximity of a police officer with guns on their hips makes someone uncomfortable, I'm not sure. In San Francisco with the vagrants and the drug abusers and everything out and the smash and grab mobs that run the streets there, increasingly these days, I would be much more comfortable with cops sitting in any restaurant that I'm in than a restaurant without them. Certainly not in a restaurant that bans them. But the people who own this restaurant did this and then stood behind it. This happened on Friday, and then they put up an Instagram post saying, we did this, and you know, we like the police, but they make us uncomfortable, and we run a safe space. And they got apparently more than the 15 minutes of fame that they wanted. The chief of police criticized them. They said, "Look, you know, we asked our police to frequent and to patronize businesses in each precinct, you know, to support them and all that." And he said he was disappointed by this restaurant's decision. They got about 1,000 one-star reviews on Yelp over the weekend, which, if you're in the retail business, that's not a good thing. And finally, Sunday night, they came out with another announcement. It says, "We made a mistake and apologize for the unfortunate incident on Friday when we asked members of San Francisco Police Department to leave our restaurant. We are grateful to all members of the force who work hard to keep us safe, especially during these challenging times. We hope this will be a teachable moment for us as we repair and continue to build bridges with the SFPD. These are stressful times, and we handled this badly." Signed, Rachel Silcox and Christina Lydags Compton, co-owners of Hilda and Jesse Restaurant.
Did they start having issues shortly after that? Were they having issues prior to that? Do we know?
It was only a couple of days, so I don't know if they actually had any issues. I'm guessing that the local boys in blue aren't going to be beating a path to their door anytime soon. I certainly hope they don't have occasion to dial 911 and expect a quick response, because I don't know how willing the police are going to be to run to their aid. But it was not a good PR move. It didn't work out well for them, even in ultra woke San Francisco, where all things gun and that are denigrated and put down. Apparently, you can be too woke in San Francisco.
I guess so. So, you know, and here's the thing about this, though. They've already, any business in San Francisco has already got the deck stacked against them, or the deck stacked against them. Just because of their district attorney, because anything that happens to their business is simply going to get turned, they're just going to catch them and release them. If that.
Yes, and that's happened to such an extent that the district attorney is now fighting a recall effort, because he has, in effect, chosen to ignore a huge section of the criminal codes. He just chooses not to enforce them, and that has made the city a hellhole. With record numbers of crimes, some violent, some not. You've had gangs of smash and grab artists attack stores and pick the shelves clean because they know that there's no consequence to it. These people haven't been prosecuted, and these people are arrested continually. They're let go on zero or inconsequential bail amounts, and the charges have been dropped time and time again. So what's the disincentive to continuing to do what they do?
I don't know of one. I'm just thinking that the business opportunity today, I used to always think, you know, if you had like a portable coffee cart and you could deliver really good coffee in a decent city, that you could make a lot of money, because coffee's still trendy today, right?
Of course.
If you want to do a small business on a shoestring. But, you know, here's the thing. We don't even need that. We just need a few shopping carts. We go to San Francisco. You could go ahead and set up a secondhand shop, and I'll go get all the inventory. And at each one, I'll be bringing you $949.99 worth, because I can't bring any more than that out of one place. Because them's the rules, right? I'm going to live by when somebody interviews you as the San Francisco Small Business of the Year, just say, we play by the rules, right, Bill? That's right. That's right, Dan. We play by the rules.
Yeah, them's the new rules. I mean, them's the new rules. People aren't stupid. They react to incentives and consequences, and they know that there are none. And if there are none, then people are going to do what we've seen time and time again, where they walk into a store, whether it's a Walgreens or a CVS or a Louis Vuitton store or anywhere in between. They walk in with a trash bag full and start filling things up, and they walk right out because there's no consequence. Decline and criminality like this is a choice, and the people who run the city of San Francisco have made a choice, and now they're seeing the results, and that's why the Chase the Boudin, the district attorney there, is going to have to fight for his job, and he's facing a recall in a city that is as far left as they come. He is apparently too far left. The restaurant, Hilda and Jesse found out you can be too far left when it comes to denigrating the cops or abetting criminality to the point where stores close. This is what happened. Somebody tweeted the other day.
Hang on
for me. We'll talk about it later.
Hang on for me, if you will. Dan's getting good at this. Time to turn it over to him. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal. And talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I hate it when the mic comes loose. When the mic comes loose, it starts making these thumping noises. Joining me again from the TruthAboutGuns.com is Dan Zimmerman. You don't have to publish that last part about the microphones, Dan.
I'll try not to.
So, I haven't seen an article on this in a while, and I'll be honest with you. If I were a younger man, and I had been considering a career in law enforcement, this particular category of laws would be the one to where I was like, oh no, I won't be able to execute that because that would go against my oath. And I'm talking about red flag laws. This is gun confiscation for dummies. Red flag laws are virtual swatting.
Yeah, this is actually an article that we published a couple of years ago, and I republished it because people forget many times if they don't have experience with it. Fortunately, most people don't. About red flag laws and what they mean and how pernicious they are. And they're still a favorite of our friends in the gun prohibition community. They love the fact that there are states that make it very easy to confiscate someone's firearms without them even having a say in the process until after those guns are gone and have been confiscated by the police. There are already laws in every state that allow people who are having mental crises or having other problems have those firearms taken away. But this all started in California with something they called gun violence protection orders, but have since come to be known as red flag laws, and started where a family member can say, you know, this person is suicidal, is talking about killing himself, is threatening his wife, whatever, and get a court order to have his firearms confiscated. The problem is the person is never involved in the process again until afterwards. It's a due process-free situation until the guns are gone, and it's open. It's ripe for abuse. So let's say you're going through a divorce, and the person you're separated from or your ex says, my husband threatened me, threatened to shoot me, threatened to kill me, when none of that happened, and they can do that just out of spite, in order to get your guns confiscated. And it's also been expanded to where before only a family member could initiate the process. Now that's expanded to friends, coworkers. Sometimes it's just the police themselves can in some states can sure. Initiate the process. It's incredibly dangerous, and it is ripe for all kinds of abuse, and it has been abused in some cases.
See, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Now, in California, when they had the gun violence restraining order, they already had Code 5150, which was more than a Van Halen album title. It was a code where you could be taken down and locked up if you were a danger to yourself or others, which was essentially the same thing. Because that would actually be effective, because it's not the gun that's the problem. It's the would-be perpetrator. And yet, even if they, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I don't think I'm wrong on the timeline, Elliot Rodgers still went on his rampage even after he was interviewed by the cops, and still nothing happened. Red flags were there, right? Lots of red flags were there. His parents were calling in and turning him in. He had a YouTube channel where he was basically talking about what he was going to do. And they all the, you know, 9 sheriff's deputies show up, and he was such a polite young man.
Yes.
And the red flags show up. Nicholas, what's his name? Yeah, Nicholas what, Sarkozy in Florida?
Cruz. Yeah.
Nicholas Cruz. Nicholas Sarkozy was the guy that ran France, right? Okay, all right, sorry. So Nicholas Cruz in Florida. Red flags coming out from every direction.
Yeah, the metaphorical red flags, exactly.
Right. And they did nothing with it.
Right. Elliot Rodgers raised them. Elliot Cruz raised them. The kid in Michigan last week raised them. That kid was called into the office.
He was basically red all over.
Yes.
Painted red.
Yeah, they found notes asking for help, saying help me or something like that. And he was drawing pictures of bodies and blood and all kinds of stuff. And that's okay. Throw him back into the school. And that same day, when his parents refused to take him home, he opens fire and kills 4 people. It happens time and time and time again. We have laws. We have the ability to do something about people who are not stable, who are having mental crises, who are having problems. But so often, nobody does anything with that information. The kid at Virginia Tech is freaking out people left and right for months before he opened fire there. It happens over and over, but people and authorities are reticent about doing anything about that. With the red flag laws, they're so poorly written. If you confiscate somebody's guns, if somebody's truly suicidal, there are lots of ways for them to kill themselves without a firearm. It happens all the time. Grabbing their guns, if they're determined, is not going to do anything to stop them. They're virtually gun-free society.
But they're leaving the would-be victim or perpetrator on the street.
Correct. And they're not giving that person any help. If this person truly is unstable and mentally ill, that person needs to be helped. He doesn't need to have his guns grabbed. That person needs to be committed. If you can persuade a judge to do that and get that person the mental help that he needs, where actually grabbing his gun could actually even trigger him into doing something he was maybe even thinking about anyway. Who knows? All I know is that I'm not a mental health professional. All I I know is that these laws are poorly written. They are, in some cases, overused and, in many cases, abused. And then in one prominent case in Maryland, a man was killed during a red flag obfuscation exercise.
Turned in by one of his relatives to teach him a lesson, right?
Exactly. And there was absolutely, the man was not suicidal. He was not abusive. Nothing was wrong. But there was a dispute between him and a relative or something like that. And when police showed up, he answered the door with a gun in his hand, and they shot him.
These rascally politicians, they just... And, you know, one of the things about the red flag order, Lindsey Graham said that might be a good idea, and that just tells me how clueless some of these guys are. Some of them are utterly clueless. Like, there's a few out there that are actually a little more down to earth, but some of these guys are out there, you know, they couldn't tell you what anything is that happens in the real world. That only if it doesn't happen in Washington, it's not real. Anyway, once again, as always, I do appreciate you taking the time to join me today. I appreciate the website. The website has been with me as long as this show has been in effect, almost 10 years now. And it is still quite the resource for me today. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number 3, looming on the horizon. And it's just going to be me and you. I always enjoy that time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.